When Islam was still in its infancy in the 7th century, a dispute over who would succeed Muhammad as the faith's spiritual leader touched off a split that endures to the present day. Followers of Muhammad's son-in-law, Ali, felt he and his descendants were the rightful heirs of Islam. Known as Shi'at Ali, followers of Ali, they were eventually called Shi'ites. But a group whose name, Sunni, meant orthodox or traditional, had more followers. They did not recognize the heirs of Ali as having any automatic rights and preferred to elect a leader. Thus was born a rift that saw the assassination of Ali and a grandson of Muhammad's and centuries of friction between Sunni and Shi'ite Muslims. Sunni Muslims in the region gained dominance during the 400 years of the Ottoman Empire and stepped into leadership roles in Iraq after independence in 1932. As NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, after decades of repression, the depth of feeling among Shi'ites came as a surprise to Americans in Iraq.
The Pentagon planners had planned for a lot of contingencies in the Iraq invasion. What they didn't anticipate was the hundreds of thousands of chanting, self-flagellating Shi'ite Muslims who marched to the holy city of Karbala, carrying as many anti-American as anti-Saddam Hussein placards. Karbala was where the Prophet Imam Hussein, the grandson of Muhammad, was killed and decapitated in battle in the year 680, his martyrdom becoming the symbol of the branch of Islam called Shia. This was not the first time the American government had reason to study up on Shia. Vividly remembered is the uprising in Iran in 1979, led by the Ayatollah Khomeini, which toppled the Shah and seized the American embassy with its staff for 444 days. The Shiites are 60% of Iraq's population. As in Iran, the mullahs who lead this fundamentalist multitude seem ready to reach for power. They denounce the American occupation. They demand that administration of Iraq be turned over to a national and independent government. There is talk among the mullahs of establishing an Islamic republic based on the Quran, like the one in Iran. The Bush administration has warned Iran to keep its hands off Iraq. According to the New York Times, the administration is promoting an Islamic democracy, which may be a little hard to define, except that it is less authoritarian than an Islamic republic. To that end, special forces and intelligence agents are working at the community level, trying to identify moderates and secular figures. This is a delicate operation, if the impression is not to be given, of America trying to install hand-picked officials. This is Daniel Shore.